And let's hear now from a man who says he supports a bailout. Ron Gettelfinger is president of the United Auto Workers, and he testifies before Congress this week. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Let me ask you about one thing that was said in that report. Darren Wilson, ad agency owner, works with car dealerships. He says, I don't think it's up to the rest of us to support industries that have pretty much done a lot of damage to themselves. Do you agree that the auto industry has done a lot of damage to itself?
Well, look, there's no question that you can look at any industry and see problems that they perhaps should have corrected. But I would just take you back to the October time frame of last year, following our negotiations with General Motors as an example.
Mm-hmm.
General Motors stock was over $42 a share. We had made a transformational agreement with that company, and they were on the road to success. Now, since December, we've lost 1.2 million jobs in this country. Then, if we pile on that we've solved the housing market collapse, we saw Wall Street in the tank, the credit market is so tight out there, this industry got caught up in that.
And you're saying that is why GM stock has gone from $42 down to single digits sometimes.
Well, I don't know if that's the sole reason, but I just say that why was the industry so good a year ago? And then today, it's in the tank, and it's because of sales, because consumers cannot get loans. I think it's imperative that the government issue this low-interest bridge loan to help us through this economic downturn.
Mr. Gettelfinger, as you know, when some Wall Street firms have been rescued, their managements have been shown the door. Should that happen with GM, Ford, and Chrysler?
Look, I'm not out here on the stump asking for management to be replaced. That's someone else's call. I, again, think, are we going to blame all of the economic woes that our country faces today on the management of the big three? I would think not.
Let's accept that the auto industry is important to the U.S. economy, but let me ask what the stakes are here, really. It's been pointed out that a big auto firm or two could go bankrupt, which sounds terrible. But last week on this program, Douglas Baird of the University of Chicago Law School pointed out that bankruptcy, if it happened, quote, doesn't stop the workers from coming to work, people from buying the cars from being serviced. It just means that a company that's in debt has to reorganize.
Oh, I totally disagree with that. And I guess the question I would ask you is, would you buy a car from a bankrupt company? And look,
I've flown, if you don't mind my saying, I've flown on bankrupt airlines.
Absolutely, and I'll buy an airline ticket, too, from here to Chicago. But there's a big difference in that and an investment in an automobile. We've been through enough of these bankruptcies that I can tell you that is the worst possible path for this industry to go in.
Are you saying that the GM could actually go out of business? There would be a catastrophic drop in sales even beyond what we've seen because of a bankruptcy?
I do not believe that bankruptcy is a viable option, because bankruptcy would leave Chapter 11 would lead to Chapter 7, which is liquidation. I firmly believe that.
One other thing I want to ask about Mr. Gettelfinger. As you look at possible solutions for the auto industry, some people will still point the finger at the union. Paul Ingrassia, former Detroit bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal, said on this program that even after the changes that you agreed to a year ago, that there is still a national agreement with the car companies that's more than an inch thick. He says you don't even have to read it to know that's too many rules.
Well, see, he's wrong when he says that you don't have to read it to understand it. And the transformational agreement that we made with the big three in 07, the midterm agreement that we made with the companies in 05 was filled with concessions. The workers at the UAW, both active and retired, have stepped up to the plate time and time again to help our industry. And as you said in the lead end of this program, look at the quality improvements that have been made over the years. If you want to go back to the 70s and talk about the quality perceptions, I can't help that. But I can tell you today that the vehicles that are on the road that are assembled by the UAW members at the big three are second to none.
Ron Gettelfinger of the United Auto Workers, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve, and have a great day.